Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy. So there's so much stuff going on, or we keep seeing all this stuff online about
snow. It started, yeah, 10 inches yesterday, then it was 10 to 15 last night, now it's 3 to 5, and we figured we would just get somebody who probably knows more about what they're talking about.
Instead of us just looking at pictures.
Yeah, instead of you trying to figure out and giving wrong totals out. So on the phone with us, from our friends at WMDT, Daniel Johnson, good morning.
Good morning. How are you two?
We're good.
Listen, I'm excited because I'm thinking I'm getting a snow day this weekend, but that might not be the case. Are people panicking? Should people be panicking? What are we looking at this weekend as far as snowfall and totals?
Well, here's what we're saying so far. We don't have an official forecast map out yet. We'll likely put that out this afternoon and evening, but the latest information is coming in a lot colder. Mm. We're not telling anyone to panic, but for Delmarva, you know, anything over, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches can cause major problems. And right now, I'm seeing areas north of Salisbury could see a lot of snow. One model is actually showing around a foot in Cambridge. There could be up to 15 inches in Easton, parts of Queen Anne's County. Georgetown, Delaware, could see up to 9, 10, 11 inches of snow. Oh. Salisbury could even see around 4 to 8 inches of snow. So right now, it looks like snow will start Friday, just after lunchtime.
Okay.
And continue to snow heavily into Friday evening. And then it does appear that it's going to change over to rain a little bit for most of us and mixed with sleet and rainfall. And then on Saturday, go back to snow. So it's a very messy system and complicated. But lots to figure out over the next day.
Daniel, how hard is it? Because I was watching MDT last night, and I don't know the weather person's name at overnights for you guys. But
Travis.
Yeah, yeah. So he was saying that he was showing on the map of, he had the entire map out and how it was coming from the west and kind of how it's going to fall. How hard is that when you're looking at a map? Because people hold you to this 100%. Like, whatever you say is gospel to people. And it's like you guys and baseball players, they like just get it right a third of the time. But I know that you're predicting. This is, it's a forecast. It's a prediction. So how, when you're looking, I mean, how hard is it? It could just, could it change quickly if it goes just a little bit north? Or is this kind of what people should be expecting, at least snow?
Yeah, you know, we are kind of like the pitcher in baseball. You know, they look to you, but then when you do something wrong, they blame you.
Yeah.
But it is tough. It for sure is tough to forecast something. Well, to forecast the future, I guess you could say. This storm hasn't even completely come together or formed yet. So we're looking at a lot of computer guidance that we just use as a tool that helps us forecast, plus other things that we have learned through our education. But, yeah, it's really hard, especially on the eastern shore, being nearly surrounded by water. Mm-hmm. That can play, you know, a big influence as well. Sometimes the ocean brings in warmer air, and that's why we're thinking it's going to change to rain a little bit.
Okay.
But, you know, I hate saying this because everyone's like, just make a forecast. But it's true. There are still high uncertainty. Things can still change. What I'm fairly confident on is that most of us will see a significant snowfall. It just depends on how much and who will see the most.
When it snows here, as fellow media personnel, we have to come in and report to people like, hey, it's snowing out. You don't have to go to work, but we have to come into work to do that.
Sleep on the floor.
Yeah, we're all sleeping on the floor, eating our boss makes hot dogs that are never really quite cooked all the way through. It's horrible conditions. Do you guys have to do that too? Are they like, listen, when bad weather's happening, especially with, if there's like, you had Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Irene, do you guys, is that exciting for you though? Because this is what you're passionate about, or like, oh God.
No, absolutely. This is why we're doing it. You know, we do it because we have the passion for weather and forecasting, and we really want to get it right.
So you're excited right now.
I am excited.
You're hoping. You're like, let it rain down snow.
This is like porn for weather guys right now.
I'm a little upset there's going to be a little bit of rainfall, but, you know, a lot of people I talk to, they don't really want the snow. You know, there's a lot of snow lovers out there, but we have a huge passion, and we're going to spend a lot of time on this to make sure we get it right. But I would definitely prepare now, especially areas north of Salisbury.
All right, that's perfect. Well, listen, Daniel Johnson, thank you for coming on today. And make sure you keep yourself up to date with the local weather for Kent and Sussex County. Make sure you tune in to Channel 47 WMDT, because they'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on.
Daniel, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.